Se acuestan rato, cierre de mozo y gasto. Está aquí con San Mateo. At that time, Jesus, seeing the crowds, went up the mountain. And when he was seated, his disciples came to him, and opening his mouth, he taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the earth. Blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for justice, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Blessed are they who suffer persecution for justice's sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men reproach you and persecute you, and speaking falsely, say all manner of evil against you. For my sake, rejoice and exult, because your reward is great in heaven. For the words of the most holy gospel of my Father, my Son, and Holy Ghost. So dear friends and oblates, so I want just to finish this meditation on the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And today we are going to meditate the most important part of the Mass, which is our Lord sharing His blood for us during the Mass, from the offertory to the Holy Communion. So as we say in the other sermons, our Lord wants that our life be an image of His own life, so the way of the cross. So we saw in the last two sermons that in order to bear fruits, we have to be meek, long-suffering, humble, perfect contrition, to be cleansed continually by the tears of penance. But a strong faith is what we have seen so far, which is the first part of the Mass. See, the preparation, the dispositions in order to enter to the sacrifice of our Lord. And to enter to the sacrifice of our Lord is to live this life for our Lord, crucified with our Lord, in order to pay the price to save our souls and to save our families, the souls of our neighbor and relatives and the others. And if you notice, the Beatitudes of the Gospel of today precisely relate the life of Catholics on earth, which link them to heaven, to our Lord Jesus Christ, to the Blessed Virgin Mary, to the martyrs. For that reason, it's recommended that Catholics made the examination of conscience upon the Beatitudes, these eight Beatitudes. So we made the link between the Passion of our Lord with the Mass, at the Mass, and the Beatitudes, to see how we should be living our life on earth, because we must carry our Lord, we must carry our cross with our Lord to Calvary. So the first Beatitude, which is the entrance to the other Beatitudes, according to St. Thomas, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So are those who have had no attachments to the world. The poor in spirit, the whole treasure is God, our Lord, the faith, hope, and charity. It's the first condition. So the preparation of the first part of the Mass, precisely, to detach from our will, from the world, from sins, from the devil, from vices, with humility and contrition approach the Holy Sacrifice. Blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the earth. Remember, meekness is one of the fruits of the Holy Ghost. mean that the Holy Ghost is leading us. And precisely at the offertory is when the Holy Ghost is recalled, is to come and to bless the offering of our Lord, his sacrifice. It's the disposition of a soul of being like a lamb, like our Lord, which is not moved by anger, doesn't lose patience, doesn't lose the peace, but they allow our Lord to take over their soul, their life. They are not bothered by the cross. They are not bothered by persecutions. So it's one of the fruits of the Holy Ghost. It's one of the signs that the Holy Ghost is leading us. It's possessing our lives. It's a sign that we are allowing the Holy Ghost to work in us. Therefore, we have to be humble and to reject what is purely human and sentimental in our lives. Next, blessed are those who mourn, and because they shall be comforted. Precisely, is the call for Catholics to pay the sins together with our Lord and our Lady of ours and our neighbor's sins. Therefore, we are in a crying mood of penitential sacrifice, especially the whole message of Fatima. Fatima is to be repairing. The Immaculate Heart of Mary means we take upon our shoulders the cross of Mary, the tears of Mary, her anguish, her solitude, her sorrows. So we console Mary so as to be consoled ourselves. We said yesterday, no, love is that. Love is give. By giving, we receive. So by consoling Mary, we receive the consolation of God on earth or in heaven. This is one of the most beautiful, the most beautiful revelation in Fatima. We can practice one of the works of mercy towards Mary, which is to console those who are sad, saddened. Beautiful. So we never thought, even we never read that we were able to perform a work of mercy towards Mary. And we can do it now, but after Fatima. And God is so happy that he promised heaven if we do it 5 times, the first Saturday devotion. For him is enough 5 times. But of course, we have to do it every minute. Because at Mass, what happened? Our Lady is at the foot of the cross with us, mourning, sorrowing, in solitude. And we must associate ourselves to her. Previous preparation, as we saw yesterday. It's very important, dear friends, because we like to have pity upon ourselves, no? Because we are really persecuted. We are suffering in many issues. But just think about this. By comforting Mary, by carrying her cross, she will carry our crosses. By wiping out her tears, she will console and wipe out our tears. This is the fraternal charity, to take as ours the sufferings of the others, so as to enjoy the right for our Lord to help us and carry our sufferings, our needs. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for justice, so for holiness. After perfection, we suggested also that one. Because it will be satisfied, shall be filled up. It's an obligation to seek perfection, to seek to give everything. You notice precisely the mentality of many traditionalists, just to give a part to God, to go to Mass just to receive something, to give the leftovers of us, of our time, of what we are. No. It's precisely what our Lord is waiting for us. It's the first commandment. Give with our whole heart, our whole strength, our whole mind, all our resources, our time, our money, our material resources, is to hunger and thirst for justice. It's very important. I would say this is the hallmark of the resistance. It should be. That because we want to serve our Lord with our whole heart, we don't yield one inch in compromise, in diminishing the faith, and seeking consolation. We don't seek consolation on earth, but only from our Lord, our Lady. That should be the hallmark of the real resistance. No? Blessed are those who are merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. You remember, to be merciful means to have pity upon the miseries of the others. So to focus upon the miseries of the others and not mine. So if you notice, there's a great amount of miseries outside in the world, in people. So the work of mercy precisely is that we focus in the others, in relief the others, and not in ourselves. Again, this is the spirit of the martyrs. This spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. When the women of Jerusalem were weeping upon our Lord's disgrace, sufferings, and our Lord, let's say, put example, he said, "Don't cry for me. Cry for your children and for you." Basically, what our Lord was doing, he was sacrificing himself for their children, his children, our children, focusing on the others, not in himself. You know? He didn't want even to relieve his thirst by drinking vinegar. You know, this is what Cardinal Pee said, real Catholics are distinguished because they practice charity towards everybody, and also because they defend the faith against anything and everybody also at the same time. And he said the enemies of Christ are those who are lukewarm. Do the opposite, he said. In matters of faith, they yield many things. And in matters of charity, they don't love everybody. They just love a few of what they want, or those who are helpful, or those who they expect back something. No? It's the opposite. So this is why our Lord wants us that first commandment. Whatever we do to our neighbor, we do it to himself. It's his example on the cross, and Our Lady also. Blessed are the clean of heart, because they shall see God. So we suggested that we cannot approach our Lord without being in penitential reparation mode of cleansing ourselves, being sorry for ourselves continually, in order to be worthy to enter at the presence of God and to be sacrificed together with Him. It's precisely what the teachings of the saints about Our Lady of Sorrows and her solitude. The only way to be worthy of being side by side with Our Lady at the foot of the cross repairing her heart is that we are clean. That we don't have willful sins, venial or mortal sins, willful, no? But on the opposite, we are in a sorrowful mode always, repairing. It's true devotion to Mary, to be repairing our sins, so to cleanse with tears our sins. Remember that we spoke about the drop of water in the chalice. So that drop of water is the tears of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the tears of the Blessed Virgin Mary, united to our crosses, which they are mixed with the most precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. That means that our souls are cleansed by the most precious blood, but also by the tears of the Blessed Virgin Mary at the same time. So this real devotion, the true devotion to Mary is we stop shedding the blood because of our sins, but we had them to console them so that the merits of our Lord and our Lady's tears will cleanse others, other persons. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. You know, to give peace is to give the truth, to put order in their lives through the truth. So peace is the highest of all the gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to St. Thomas Aquinas. It's the fruit of wisdom, peace. And it's to place the truth above and the rest in order, installing or rebuilding everything in Christ, around Christ, around his divine wisdom. So it's why it's the highest of the principles in our battle of today is faith, the truth. The greatest charity is to give the truth, to give the faith to the others, to defend it. Because it's the connection with our Lord. It's what unites us with our Lord. The truth, the faith. Finally, blessed are those who suffer persecution for justice sake. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And especially when we are suffering, dear friends. So, if we are so isolated, if we have so few masses, if we are so far from the others, without we seeking those things, we don't want that those things, but it's a fact. We are living under those sufferings. It's because we are bearing witnesses of the truth, of the faith, of our Lord, of His kingdom. So we are suffering a martyrdom. A moral martyrdom. It's a kind of martyrdom to be persecuted, isolated, named as crazy ones, or far from society, from the things of society does, or tradition does, you know, of what tradition is doing. You know, we do something different. It's persecution. But our Lord said, blessed art thou, because yours is the kingdom of heaven. In fact, the saints always speak that one of the signs that we are doing okay is that we are persecuted. That's it. Because the world loves his own things, his own people. So the world cherishes and pampers his own ones, and try to reject, to expel, to excommunicate, to persecute those who are against the world, against their maxims. It's what he said at the end. Therefore, blessed are you when men reproach you and persecute you and speaking falsely say all manner of evil against you for my sake. Rejoice. Rejoice. Remember, rejoice is one of the fruits of the Holy Ghost. It's one of the signs that the Holy Ghost is dwelling in us. The joy. Peace. Patience. Long-suffering. Meekness. Continence. Chastity. Because your reward is great in heaven. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.